Welcome back to Renovation Psychology, the show about the human side of the hammer. I'm Dr. Debbie. I'm a psychologist with 3 decades of family practice and a lifetime of home renovating under my tool belt. And yes, I've written the book, Renovation Psychology, Putting the Home Team to Work. Yes, we can make use of the challenges from our projects to improve our home team. We can improve our organization, our teamwork, our communication, our relationships. We can match our tasks to our brain. We can survive and even thrive under the circumstances of our renovating project. You're going to go through some emotional gymnastics anyway. While you're moving your home, redecorating, putting things together in new ways, you might as well use that fuss and time to improve things. Give me a call with your questions, your situations, at 1-888-58-RENOVATE. Well, we have James on the phone from Connecticut. How are you doing, James?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Debbie.
Well, good. What's going on at your house?
Well, this is new to us. We have our firstborn who is going away to college this year, and a new thing that's difficult for me and for my wife to let him go, but
yeah.
He's going to go up to Boston, try to be an architect.
So that's not too terribly far for you?
No, not too far. It's within a driving distance.
Great.
But it's creating some interesting conversation with our youngest son, with John's brother.
Oh, my.
Yes, he wants the bedroom.
Oh, well, of course he does. He wants everything, huh?
He does. In fact, he has told my oldest son, who's going away to school, that he wants to build a condo out of John's bedroom.
A condo.
A condo. And so he's telling us that he has contractors lined up. And Jonathan says, what in the world?
That's fantastic.
I mean, we're still 6 weeks away from John leaving home.
Well, you know, you got to get your contractors early now, don't you?
I guess so.
So is he planning on selling shares in this condo?
Good question. He might have something there. He's looking at tearing down the wall.
Oh, yes,
and renovating. And he's also telling John what things he should leave in his room so that he can acquire them and use them for himself.
Wow, gee, he's pretty bold, this younger one.
Oh, he is. He's very outspoken. And John's not sure, so it looks like John's planning to take all of his possessions with him.
Yeah, I think I would be too. I don't think I'd leave anything behind with a kid like that.
I never heard of such a thing, but I guess Benny's ready to start construction any day now.
My goodness, what an ambitious youngster.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, how old is this younger one?
He's 13.
13. Well, is he handy with a hammer and sledge and is...
Well, he's a little too handy.
A little too handy.
Yes, he's taken a hatchet and cut down a few trees, and he's taken a saw, a knife, rather, to the back of a nice antique oak dining room chair years ago when he was younger.
Oh, well, that was long ago.
Yeah.
That's all gone now.
Yeah. The marks are still there.
Yeah, but so now he's moving on to bigger things.
Yes.
A condo.
Bigger trees.
A condo.
So, Dr. Debbie, we need help.
My goodness gracious. Well, what's your wife think of this?
She thinks it's funny.
I bet.
As far as the condo, it's not the chairs, but the...
Right. Well, yeah.
The condo, she thinks it's kind of cute and everything, but really, he's serious, not so much about tearing down the walls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can live with that, but he's ready to move his big brother out and for him to move in.
Right.
He's got it all planned out.
He does. Now, he has a floor plan. He knows where he's going to put the furniture. He's got all this stuff lined up in his mind.
In his mind, he does. It's all worked out. He's ready.
Okay. Does he have it written on paper?
No. Not yet.
Dare you ask?
Well, that's a good idea. It would be worth a hoot anyway, you know.
Well, that's just tremendous. My goodness.
Oh, yeah, it's very funny. In fact, he wants to remove our closet, my wife and our little closet that we have. It connects to John's room, so he wants to tear down the walls and expand that space so it'll be his space.
Well, this is kind of interesting. You sound like pretty much a normal kind of guy. And yet you've got this youngster in your midst who really thinks he's kind of king of it. And,
well,
is this a new thing for the youngster?
He's just a sweetheart. He'll be the architect. I don't know.
Oh, maybe you got two architects coming up
through
the ranks.
That could quite be, yes, absolutely.
Oh, it could be. Well, the brother's getting to be in it, and the younger one probably wants to show off that he can do it too.
He can, and he'll go outside with hammers and nails, and he'll grab different boards or kindling wood or whatever and start to nail them together or to a tree or something, and he'll put his hand to the work.
That sounds good outside for the tree, but he starts doing that inside your house, you're going to have raw wood and bark.
Right,
and
right.
And, oh, my goodness.
Well, we're keeping a hand on him. We're keeping him.
I bet you are.
He's a sweetheart, but he moved his brother out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like, you know, if I were in your shoes, I think I'd, first of all, probably you might want to have a serious conversation with your wife about, you know, what you know, what parts of this to consider seriously. But maybe you'd want to talk with each of your sons individually and see, maybe with the older one, first of all, how he feels about this, maybe without the younger one there, so that if he has some reluctances, he can bring them up and not feel that he's going to hurt the younger one's feelings. But, you know, he might have some concerns if he's really not that far away, that he wants to come home occasionally and feel at home.
So
he might want to keep something familiar looking back there.
That's right. And he does have major concerns. He knows that his brother's kidding, but John has major concerns because that's still his room.
Yeah. And the younger one has a decent room, right?
Oh, sure he does.
He's fine.
It's fine. It's perfect. You know, all his furniture and stuff is there, and it's definitely his. And for some reason, he wants to acquire two rooms, you know.
Well, we always want to expand. You know, this kind of thing might work out well when he's grown and he's an entrepreneur. And he will double the size of his company every year.
Oh, yeah.
Keep you guys in good stead when you're old. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
But when you're young, and actually all along the way, as you're trying to grow and do adventuresome things, it is a good thing to use it as an opportunity to teach the younger one a little bit about consideration.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Well, I'm sure you've done that many times, but this is a good example of ambition meets consideration. And that it's a nice struggle that's really not overly personal because it's so hypothetical. Everybody's laughing about it and knowing that this is kind of a silly idea. But at the same time, he might get a little appreciation for how to temper his own ambition so that he can be really considerate of what other people's needs are.
Well, I think it's a good idea. Because both my wife and I have sat down and talked with Benny, younger and also the older. And I like the consideration idea.
Because
he needs to learn to be considerate.
It can be hard. And, you know, as he's struggling with that and he's chomping at the bit, and you can just watch his eyes turn green with envy. And, you know, he's just drooling over this extra room. You know, that's a really good opportunity to help reinforce with him how consideration is sometimes a sacrifice.
Yes.
And it's not always sweet, comfortable, you give somebody buttercups and they smile. Sometimes it's a sacrifice and you sort of struggle on the inside. It's, you know, you didn't get the ice cream cone and everybody else did, and you're, you know, you're hungry and you're yearning, and you just didn't get one. So he might have just a little bit of, you know, reinforcement there. Oh, come on, you know, it's okay. You can manage. You'll be all right.
And he needs to learn that lesson because Benny is very giving, but at the same time, as far as considerate, well, there's times when he's not. So this is a good opportunity, you're right, to speak with him and to help him learn this.
Yeah, and you know, since it's a renovation kind of thing, and it's not his usual everything, go share with your brother again. It's something brand new that he might actually look at it in a new way, and that might be good for your family and good for him in terms of being receptive to the lesson.
Oh, I like it, yes. We'll have to turn this around and use it for his betterment.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because it's funny, he is really considerate, but at the same time, like for his room, that's his room and that's his stuff. And
right.
You know how the, let's say a crime scene, they have like, do not cross this line, whatever.
Okay. He's got that, huh?
He does. He has that going across his door. It's a caution. It's a yellow tape with big black letters. It says caution. It's kind of a cute thing, but it's funny because that's his room, his stuff. You know, where we go in there anytime we want as parents. You know, and we still respect his, you know, individuality and so on, his privacy. But it's funny because that's his room, but yet he wants to get into his brother's room.
Yeah, well, this is a good opportunity for him to learn a little about that two-way street.
You are right.
You know, at 14, he's not all done growing. He may have a lot of the good things down on a day-by-day basis, but when something brand new comes along and, you know, you really hunger for it, it's a good opportunity to put some of those other lessons really into action.
I never thought of using construction for this lesson. That's good.
I'd love to hear how it works out. That first break, you know, when the brother comes home, like, you've rented my room and making a profit.
Oh, very good.
Well, I appreciate it, James. It's nice to have you share this with us. I think a lot of other parents are going to understand this.
Thank you, Dr. Debbie.
Thank you, James. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Each of us has our own reactions to things changing in our home. coming and going, people moving, space changes. We all want to get something better out of whatever we're in. And yet, if we approach it with humor and listen to each other and talk it out, there's a lot of ways that we can help each other on our home team. And that's what renovation psychology is all about, is improving our home life, our teamwork, matching ourselves to our task, and enjoying this all for true home improvement. This is Dr. Debbie with Renovation Psychology, wishing you a happy home team.
This show was provided by Renovation Psychology, who is solely responsible for its content. Music gratefully shared with artist permission. Like our music? You can find our artist online. Tooltime Classics by Woody Phillips at Gord.com. Banjo by Tony Triska at Rounder.com. Dixieland by MapleLeaf7, stjjazz.org. Dr. Debbie's advice is not meant to replace medically necessary professional care. Dr. Debbie provides information and advice as lessons from her experience in renovating and her study of psychology. This information is intended to be helpful, but does not make her your doctor. She is not directing you to carry out her suggestions. You will need to use your own best judgment and consideration of your own circumstances to apply any information in the manner that is right for you. This is Phil Rivera wishing you a happy home team. We hope you enjoy the show. You can visit us online at renovationpsychology.com, where you may learn more about renovation psychology and find Dr. Debbie's fun and helpful book, Putting the Home Team to Work. Renovation Psychology is a registered trademark of Renovation Psychology, LLC.